morning. I wish you'd turn over into Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1, verse number 26. And if you can and are able, we'll stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God this morning, found in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 1 and verse 26. The Bible said, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee." And may I say, we're highly favored people today, that the Lord is with us. He said, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God." May I say, we've found favor with Him through His Son. And there's one way to heaven this morning. That is by the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There is no other way. A lot of people are trying to get to heaven, but hell will be your home without Christ. And therefore, the Bible said, she said in verse 34, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" An angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. The power of the High shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month with her who was called barren." Verse 37, "For with God nothing shall be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for this special time today of Christmas morning. And Lord, how you have so favored us with the gift of your Son. We want to thank you that you favored us from heaven. Thank you that you favored us in the cradle. Thank you that you favored us on the cross. And thank you, Lord, that you will favor us upon your return. Then, oh Lord, as it's already been sung today, thank you that you will favor us in heaven. Now help us this morning to be a blessing to these children. I pray that you'd use our church for your honor and your glory. Thank you for these people today. God, thank you most of all for Christmas, for sending your Son to be our Savior. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. Note in verse 31, the Bible said, "And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shalt call his name Jesus." Now, I would like to be reminded today of there's so many symbols at Christmas about Jesus. We're all very familiar with this story, and if you would, turn over into the right pages of your Bible there in Luke 2. And I want you to look at this great Bible story in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 2 and verse number 1. The Bible said, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. This taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. I wish this morning that our little ones could gather. You know, Jesus was with His disciples one day, and some of the people, as the little ones, came unto Christ at His teaching. And Jesus reprimanded those folks that were standing there and told them to let the little children come to Him. You know, Jesus is interested in children. And this morning, a few weeks ago, this come up on my heart to try to do this with our children today. I want all of our children, and I know we have many out today, but those that can and will, about 12 years old and down, I wish you'd come, and you can just sit here on the steps a minute. I'll be real brief with you. And some of you that have little children would like to come and sit with them, then let's gather around here this morning. And I wish you'd allow me to do an illustration of one of our symbols that we use around Christmas. Y'all just sit here, babies, on the steps and look out you under. Be real sweet this morning, okay? All right. I sure do appreciate our children. What a blessing that they are. Hold that for me, Brother Mike. I want to bring a sermon today off of this candy cane. So many times at Christmas, we see this candy cane on our tree. We see it in our homes, and we even see it decorated in our church. And I want you to think this morning as I preach to you about this little sermon, and I'm going to preach on this thought today, on a sweet reminder. And that's what I want to say. You'll notice that there's the shape of this candy cane. You'll notice that when it's turned this way, it stands for J. And Braley, what does J stand for in the Bible? Jesus. And Jesus is a name above all names. Matter of fact, Jesus, Sophie, is the reason that we're here this morning, because Christ came. Colt, it's all about Jesus. And then you'll notice on this candy cane that as we take and we turn this candy cane upside down, it becomes a shepherd staff. And Jesus is the great shepherd. For David said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So when you see a candy cane at Christmas, you remember, J is always for Jesus, Abigail. And then, Blakely, you always remember that that stands for shepherd's crook. Jesus is our shepherd. Hey, folks, aren't you glad that Jesus reaches out with His shepherd hook and brings all of His little sheep back home? And then you'll notice in this candy cane, children, the dominant color is white. You'll notice that when you use this candy, that it basically turns white. Can I remind you that Jesus and this white in this candy cane stands for purity. Jesus had never known sin, but yet He became sin for us on the old rugged cross that we could go to heaven and live with Him. And can I tell you, this white in the candy cane, always remember that it stands for the purity, the cleanliness of Jesus, for He is holy. Then you'll notice a real candy cane has two different types of stripes. Look at these little stripes and the big stripes. Can I remind you that these little stripes remind us that as Jesus, before He was taken to Calvary, the Bible said in Isaiah chapter number 53, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes we are healed. Jesus was scourged at a great whipping post for us. They were cruel to Him. And upon this candy cane you'll see these little stripes. And can I remind you that Jesus took those stripes upon His back for us. He loved us. And then you'll notice that with this other main stripe, it is larger and it's deeper red and it flows continually. What does that stand for, that red? The blood of Christ. Aren't you glad that Jesus shed His blood for us? And as we see this candy cane, we can remember that it stands for Jesus. It's the shepherd's hook. The white in its purity. Those small, several stripes was where He gave His back to the smiter's post. The main big red stripe is by His blood we're saved by the grace of God. And then I want to remind you something about this candy cane. I love candy canes. I love them. Matter of fact, I've been eating them all week just trying to save y'all one. Be sure that I've got one left for you. But I want to say the taste of this candy cane, you know what it does? It brings a sweetness to life. The Bible said in Psalms 34:8, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Boy, I'm going to tell you, I thought I was living life till I met Christ. I'm glad that August day 1981, friend, I met the Christ of Christmas. Oh, how it has brought such sweetness to my life. You know, even though when I'm sick, it brings sweetness. Even though when I'm happy, it brings sweetness. And then you'll notice this. It's something about this right here. It is a great, great thing to share. And I can tell you something else. See if I can get them out of there, Brother Mike. It's a great gift to receive. It's nothing like Jesus. And you remember this, as you go out into your classes, in your homes, we're always to share and tell everybody about how good Jesus is. Because Christmas is about Jesus. I sure am glad we can have Jesus today. We find Him in our Bible. Was born in a lowly stable. Went to an old rugged cross. And He died for our sins. And I'm going to tell you this morning, this is one of the greatest Christmases that I've ever had. To see all these little church children, that we get the opportunity to tell them about Jesus, how good He's been to us in our life. I'm ever grateful to Calvary, to the cross, to the cradle, how good He's been to us. So when y'all go home and you unwrap this candy cane, you always remember this when you taste of it. Jesus brings sweetness to life. I appreciate y'all being here, and I want to have prayer with you today. Did I miss anybody? Your baby need one, Abigail, huh? All right. Listen, I wish y'all a very Merry Christmas. And we remember what Christmas is about. It's who about?
Jesus.
Amen. Okay, let's stand up. And we're going to have prayer together. Maybe Paisley won't eat all this candy before she gets home, okay? It sure does. All right. Brother Charlie, let's pray. You pray for us this morning. Thank God for the good day, okay? Yes.
You were born just to die and save us, the Lord.
Yes, you were.
For that, the Lord. Thank you for this beautiful day you've given us, the Lord, and all these presents you've blessed us as children with. Amen.
Amen. All right, stand your feet this morning. Thank you for being here in our service. I appreciate